the video. It's only coming after the message. Anyway, this morning we're going to talk about praise and worship. We did the same in the Afrikaans service. I must say I feel a little bit more comfortable speaking in English, even though that's none of my father or mother tongues, but it's a very handy language to know because it's international. I'm just going to take a sip of water. Okay, before we start, I just want to pray. Lord, I just thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you that you are here with us, that you are here amongst us, and thank you for this amazing privilege to be able to come together as your people, as your family, Lord, and to worship you and to praise you and to just fellowship together, Father. This is an amazing time we can have with you. And Lord, I just pray, Father, that you will open our eyes today, Lord, our spiritual eyes, that we may get an absolute understanding, Father, of what it means to praise and what it means to worship and who you are, Lord. I pray that you will just open our eyes to get a better understanding of who you are, Lord. And Lord, I know that we can never see you now face to face because not even Moses could see you because it'll be too much and we'll probably disintegrate. But Lord, I just pray that you will show us who you are in the spirit and in our spiritual eyes, Lord. And Lord, we just give you all the glory, all the honor. Amen. Okay, so today, as I said, we're going to talk about praise and worship. And the reason for that is, just one simple reason, because it's extremely, extremely, extremely important to understand what it means to do praise and worship and how to engage in praise and worship. There's a very long book in the Bible called the Psalms, written all about praise and worship. So it must be quite important if it's such a long book. Is it the longest book? The Psalms. Who knows? BC? Niemand weet nie. Sorry. Psalms. Okay. So first question is, what is our ultimate purpose? What do you believe is your ultimate purpose in life, on earth here? Because we're only here for a short time. We're here for between 75 and a few more years, if there's grace of God. But what is our purpose on this earth, or in this life, in this time here on earth? Some might think it's our career. Some might think it's an amazing ministry. We're going to be like David Wilkerson, or like Jackie Pullinger. I'm naming those names because they are heroes of mine. Derek Prince. Maybe, maybe not. But not even David Wilkerson or Derek Prince or Jackie Pullinger's ultimate purpose was or is their ministry. Their ultimate purpose, like ours, is to worship God. We are here to lead a life of worship. Our ministry is a form of worship. Our tithing, our giving, and our time, our being nice to people, our sharing, it's part of worship. Because we're putting God first. And we're doing it because we believe it pleases God. And we're doing it because God is in our hearts. If we are Christians, as Christians. This is a life as a Christian. Some people might be here that are not Christians yet. But I'm talking about the Christian life. We are here to serve and to worship God. Now, one form of worship is praise and worship. What we just did now. It's to coming together, singing before the Lord, praising Him. In various ways, okay? That's praise and worship. That's one form, which is extremely important because by doing this form of praise and worship, we can apply it to the rest of our lives. What we do here during praise and worship says a lot about our life, as our Christian life. And we'll come to why and how it works and everything, okay? so everybody understands it's important to know what praise and worship is about. We do it so much, and it's every Sunday we do it, but we should be doing it during the week as well, at home, in our own time, praising, worshiping God. It's the best. It's absolutely the best, okay? Getting rid of all the distractions and everything. Time out with the Lord. Okay, so what is let's look. It talks of God or David. David was called a man after God's own heart. Okay? And there's a thing called a true heart of worship. What is a heart of worship? It must be, it's quite a It's also quite important because in John 4:23 it says, "But the hour is coming, and now is." The hour is coming, and now is. It's now. "When the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him." So what is God seeking? So first of all, it's important to do it and do it properly and to do it right because God is seeking us to do it. So what does it mean? It's a requirement. Okay, God is requiring it from us. And then verse 24 goes, "God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth."
Ronnie is scared, but like it.
Okay, so what does it mean to worship God in spirit and in truth? That's an important thing. We need to sort of understand that, as you would probably agree with me, because God is seeking us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Okay. Now, the way it works is to worship Him in spirit means we are actually connecting with God. We are connecting with Him, our spirit with His spirit, which means we cannot be distracted. If we are distracted by anything, we will be hindered to worship Him in spirit and in truth. If we are here just singing along, or if we are here enjoying the good music or anything like that, but we don't connect with God, we are missing it. Okay, that's a spirit of worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. And truth also means to be open before the Lord. To worship Him in truth is, I'm open before the Lord. I don't hold anything back. Okay. Now, have you ever experienced the presence of God during time of worship? Have you ever had an encounter or experienced His presence? Some are nodding. Now, sometimes we have time of praise and worship, and some people actually come back and say, "Wow, I really experienced the presence of God, and it was so amazing." Somebody like Richard would say that quite regularly. And then others would sort of like, I couldn't connect really with God, or I didn't, or whatever. Now, why is it that some people connect with God and have an amazing experience regularly, and others don't? And that's that difference. The difference is this: worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. And it starts by having a heart after God's own heart. We need to be ready. We need to be expectant. We need to come with a heart of seeking God. And then, because if we seek God, we will find Him. But if we are distracted, which happens to all of us, happens to me. I sometimes come here and I sit down. By the time we're at the third song, I only wake up like, oopsie, third song, and I probably need to sort of join in. Okay? Shouldn't happen, but it does happen sometimes. And then we actually, we are losing out. If we don't connect or don't use this time to connect with God, we are losing out. Because we go out home as dry as we came in. Or we go out not having heard what God actually wanted to say to us. And that is our loss, unfortunately. But the flip side of it is a huge, huge opportunity, this time of praise and worship, for us to actually connect with God and to hear from Him and to experience His joy, His love, His peace. So that is what I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to take this time more serious and really be expectant that you can connect with God and you want to hear from Him and you will hear from Him. So there are a few things that block us from entering and from really worshiping Him in spirit and truth. And that all comes down to the main thing, which is, how do we approach God? How do we approach Him? Or how do we see Him? Our idea of God. And that is, do we approach Him with reverence and awe, with fear? Because He talks about the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, that fear is not fear of somebody wants to hit you. It's a different kind of fear. This fear is an absolute respect. And that is the difference. Do we come before Him with fear, reverence, and awe? Or do we come just blasé. You see, that's a big difference. If we come blasé, we will get blasé results. Okay? It's like, oh, whatever. And you go home, oh, whatever. If you come to him with reverence and awe and fear, he will speak to you and you will experience him and you will connect with him. Because that's what he requires. He requires us to come before him with reverence and awe. A few things that block true praise and worship is sin. Sin in our lives will keep us. Sometimes we feel like, oh, we cannot enter. I can't reach him. I can't hear him. I can't see him. Blah, blah, blah. There's such a blockage. There's a blockage. And there's reason for these blockages. And one of them is sin. If there's unconfessed sin in our lives, we all sin. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But sometimes or often we have unconfessed sin in our lives. And that is the important thing. We need to confess. As soon as we confess a sin, God says he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So there's a way of sorting out any unconfessed sin in our lives. So if we come, for instance, to a worship time or meeting, there is a gap for us. It's not a it's not impossible. Then you can spend time with God, ideally before you get here, and say, Lord, I just want to confess all these sins so that I can be clean and clean before you. Then there's unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is something that keeps us from entering and hearing God's voice, from connecting with God, because he says, if you do not forgive others, I will not forgive you. And if we are not forgiven, then we are in big trouble. Okay, so it's just important that we forgive. We must not harbor unforgiveness in our lives. If we offended, somebody hurt us or anything, we need to sort it out in our lives, because we don't have the luxury of keeping unforgiveness in our lives. Okay. And the other thing is pride, which is a big one. I spoke in the previous service about the pride gauge. The pride gauge, you can measure your pride, because if we have pride in our lives, and if we come to a certain time of praise and worship with pride, then we will not engage because we are too worried about what the people around us think. We're too worried about throwing our name away or whatever. Mark my name, bully. Something like that, you know? That is pride. That thing keeping us from clapping our hands or from lifting our hands, that's actually called pride. Because that pride means we worry about what the guy next to us thinks. It's too much. It's about me. You know, we're thinking about me and my, what I look like and who I am and other people's eyes. You know, that's pride. Now, pride gauge works like this. You can gauge your pride, okay? This is 100% pride, okay? If we stand here and we are too scared to do anything, we don't even want to sing, sometimes we don't even want to stand, then it's 100%, for instance. Now, if you start singing, you are doing better. Your pride gauge goes to positive, anti-pride, to humility, okay? You're kicking the pride. You must see the pride as the enemy, okay? Pride is enemy, number one. You must kick pride. And doing praise and worship is like boxer size, a kickser size, okay? Doing praise and worship is a time where you kick pride, okay? So you start singing, you open your mouth, you sing. Good stuff you're doing, you're starting off quite good. Now you start clapping your hands. Ooh la la. Kick it a bit more. Okay? Your gauge is going, it's going positive. Now you lift your hands. Ooh. What are the people going to think now? I've got my hands up in the air. Okay? Pride is being kicked, you know? Okay, pride, I kick you. All right? What was the next one? Now you bow. Bow before the Lord. Kicking the pride, okay? Now you kneel down, kicking the pride. How does that feel? Kneeling down before the Lord. You're almost there, you're almost there. And the top one is you dance before the Lord. If you dance before the Lord in front here, everybody, that means only one thing. You don't care what the people think. Okay? Do you understand the gauge? Now, there's a reason why these weird words, but I'm just going to continue. I'm going to get to all those things now. Okay, so pride is a big thing. Pride keeps us. And there's another word for pride is also the fear of man. It's also pride, the fear of man. The fear of man means we are worried about what other people think. And we don't do what we should do, or we know we should do, because of what other people think. That's the fear of man. And that, unfortunately, sits in a lot of us. It sits in a lot of us, in most of us, probably. And then there's the next one is selfishness. So if we are selfish, we will not receive. Because selfishness means I want, I want, I want. But praise and worship is all about giving, giving, giving. In Psalm 100, it talks about we enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Thanksgiving is thanksgiving. That's why it says thanksgiving. Okay, we give, we give, we give, we give thanks. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Then we enter his gates and we go praising him. We enter his courts, okay? If we are selfish, if we are like, Lord, why? Okay, I'm going to go to church, but you better give me and fill me up. Otherwise, I will not go to church anymore. That's selfish. He's saying, well, it's not going to help you. You must give, because if you give, you will receive. The other verse is in Hebrews. It says, continuously offer the sacrifice of praise to God, which is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to the Lord. It says, continually offer the sacrifice of praise, which means it's a giving. Praise is a sacrifice. And that way, we enter his gates and into his courts. Okay, so that's selfishness. Then the other one is a critical spirit. If we are critical about what's happening around us, then we are distracted and we will not enter into his praise. We will not enter and see God because we are critical, which means what Freddie looks like on the drums, what Mark sounds like is more important than God, because Freddie's got funny shoes on and Mark doesn't sound lekker, then we are not going to enter God, into praise and worship. Okay. So what is the effect of praise and worship? The effect of praise and worship is, like it says in Psalm 100, we enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise. Now, can you imagine being in the house of God? Imagine entering, walking in the front door, open the door, and you just walk in, and this is not God's house, okay? God lives there. He is there. What will that be like? Remember, where God is, there can be nothing that is contrary to God. Nothing. There can be no fear. There can be no sickness. There can be no anything. The devil, he doesn't even want to know what God's address is because he's so scared of him. Okay. So if we do that, we enter his gates and his courts. There are several things that happen. There is absolute freedom. Freedom. Most of us feel caught up sometimes. We feel stuck sometimes because of our worries and things at work and everything. But if we enter his courts, there's freedom. And this is a supernatural type of freedom because it doesn't make sense. And also there's peace. That peace is supposed to understanding. It doesn't make sense because there's so much going on in your life, but still there's peace. Why is that? And that is a supernatural thing because God has given you that peace. Okay, he's basically saying that big problem or that issue that you have, in fact, it's not actually an issue. It's not a problem. What are you worried about? It's there today, gone tomorrow. Then there's love. You experience God's love. You experience his joy. You receive deliverance. You receive revelation. During that time of praise, when you connect with God, you get amazing revelation. He speaks to you and he opens up. He opens up mysteries and he opens up amazing things that you may see. And he opens up your understanding. Okay, there's understanding, there's wisdom, and there's surrender. During praise and worship is a time where we surrender. We surrender to God. And that is when we get that freedom, because we are not no longer in control of the things that we are holding on to. Okay. So, practical praise and worship. How is it practical? How do we do it being practical? Now, when you did the first two songs, It looked like you've already heard all this information because you pretty much did all of it. The one is singing. Singing is an obvious one, okay? Praising God with singing, voices. If you read the Psalms, I want to encourage you all, just study the Psalms constantly. But start off with Psalm 145 to Psalm 150, because that talks about praise. 145, 150. And read it out, preferably aloud, like standing up with your Bible, walking around, reading it, or singing it, okay? If you do that, you're going to feel amazing because God is with you and you've connected with God. So singing is one. Shouting is a way of praise and worship. Psalm 47 verse 1 says, shout to God with a voice of triumph. Okay, I was using this example of the rugby. Rugby. Some people watch rugby here. And those who don't watch it probably know somebody who's absolutely fanatic about rugby. And so you'll understand this analogy. If your team is behind by 6 points, okay, and it's the last minute, and your guy has got the ball, and all of a sudden, PSPs, if you're a Bull supporter, I'm not a Bull supporter, but I'll use PSPs because most people are Bull supporters. Okay? It's the last minute, and PSPs gets the ball from Victor Matchville. Is he still there? No. Wie geeft me bal? Hooghart. Hooghart. Francois Hooghart passes the ball to Pierre Spies. And Pierre Spies is on that. He's already at speed. And he takes the ball. And he shoulders one guy here. Flies that way. And he sidesteps this guy against the Crusaders. He's running against the Crusaders. And he bumps the one guy, and one guy jumps on him, and he shakes him off. And everybody's like, the last minute is about to, whistle is about to go. And the small guy jumps around, and he grabs his ankle, and he falls, and he trips. But he's falling, he's got enough momentum, and he's sliding 5 meters before the line, and he's sliding, sliding. And a big guy comes around from the side, and he jumps on top of him, but he's still sliding. And he just reaches over the line. And he scores. What happens? Everybody goes mad, eh? This is Ed Loftus. What do they do? What happens then? Huh? Is everybody like, it's about time, bro? Why did you go so slow? No, that's not the result. The result is, yeah! Clapping, eh? Crazy, going boss, jumping up and down. Everybody wants to hug PSPs. That is what he's talking about here. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. So if you're practicing it now, you must get that idea in your head, and that's how we're going to do it. Now, Psalm 66 verse 1 says, make a joyful shout to God, all the earth. Shout. Talking about shouting. Psalm 81 verse 1 says, sing aloud to God our strength. Make a joyful shout to the God of Jacob. So shouting is good. Shouting is biblical. Clapping of hands. Go Spies. Okay. I'm using Pierre Spies. Okay. Pierre Spies because he's a Christian. He's a very solid Christian guy. And he's big. He's fast. Okay, clapping of hands. Psalm 47 verse 1 goes, oh, clap your hands, all your people. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. Now, you did it very well. I don't even have to say all these things. You did very well in the last two songs. Dancing before the Lord. I saw some people dancing here before the Lord. Yeah. That's why I don't dance before everybody. Psalm 30 verse 11 says, you turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy. The song we did, you have turned my mourning into dancing. You have turned my sorrow into joy. Okay, dancing before the Lord. Huh? Because then, and sometimes when you have sorrow in your heart or when you are downcast and you start dancing, you start praising, then that thing leaves. It doesn't leave before you do it. We can't wait till we feel better, then we do. We have to do because then things will happen. Okay. Dancing before the Lord. Playing instruments is obvious. You know, instruments, is the Psalms are full of instruments. Okay. One of my favorite Psalms is Psalm 133. He talks about play skillfully before the Lord. Because we sometimes, or I feel, we feel guilty if we want to be better and we want to be good on an instrument and stuff like that, because we think we might become boastful. But it's biblical to play skillfully before the Lord. So all you musicians out there, practice hard so that you may be skillful and play skillful before the Lord. Okay, bowing. Bowing is also biblical. Micah 6 verse 6 says, "With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God?" Bowing before the Lord is an amazing, very powerful act. Because we are saying, "Lord, we are below you and you are up and high." Kneeling is another one. We kneel before the Lord. And then I said already, I spoke about lifting hands, eh? Anyway, lifting hands, lifting holy hands. Okay. Pretty much that. Praise and worship in a nutshell. So now we're going to do it. We're going to do more of it. So now it's already late and people are getting tired and it's lunchtime and all that. That's why we're going to all stand up. Let's stand up. Because we need to wake up again. Okay. We're going to stand up and then you can just move around a bit and then you may sit again, because then we are going to watch the video clip. All right.
The Bible says my king is the king of the Jews. He's the king of Israel. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. I wonder, do you know him? My king is a sovereign king. No means of measure can define his limitless love. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient savior. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captive. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he beautifies the meek. I wonder if you know him. He's the key to knowledge. He's the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway of glory. Do you know him? Well, his life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. And his yoke is easy. And his burden is light. I wish I could describe him to you. Yes, he's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. You can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him off of your hand. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Well, the Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. Yeah! That's my king. That's my king.
That's my king. Give him praise, give him glory, give him honor, give him praise. Give him glory, give him honor, give him praise. Give him glory, give him honor, give him praise. He is the King of kings, he is the Lord of lords. He is the one worthy of our praise. He set the captives free, conquered the enemy. He is the one worthy of our praise. Give him praise, give him glory, give him honor, give him praise. Give him glory, give him honor, give him praise. Give him glory, give him honor, give him praise. He is the King of kings, he is the Lord of lords. He is the one worthy of our praise. He set the captives free, conquered the enemy. He is the one worthy of our praise. He is the King of kings, he is the Lord of lords. He is the one worthy of our praise. He set the captives free, conquered the enemy. He is the one worthy of our praise. Give him praise, give him glory, give him honor, give him praise. Give him glory, give him honor, give him praise. Give him glory, give him honor, give him praise. He is the King of kings, he is the Lord of lords. He is the one worthy of our praise. He set the captives free, conquered the enemy. He is the one worthy of our praise. He is the King of kings, he is the Lord of lords. He is the one worthy of our praise. He set the captives free, conquered the enemy. He is the one worthy of our praise. Give him praise, give him glory, give him honor, give him praise. Give him glory, give him honor, give him praise. Give him glory, give him honor, give him praise. He is the King of kings, he is the Lord of lords. He is the one worthy of our praise. He set the captives free, conquered the enemy. He is the one worthy of our praise. He is the King of kings, he is the Lord of lords. He is the one worthy of our praise. He set the captives free, conquered the enemy. He is the one worthy of our praise. He is the one worthy of our praise. He is the one worthy of our praise. Praise the Lord, glory. Is he the one worthy of our praise? Okay, the next song we're going to practice our clapping of hands. We're going to practice our clapping of hands. Okay, and the following song is Holy is the Lord, and the song starts with "We stand and lift up our hands," and we get to that, "We stand and lift up our hands." Okay, we're gonna do this practically. First song is "Look What the Lord Has Done," and that's where we're gonna be clapping our hands. You can just follow the bass drum, just Klap gou daai bass drum. That's the bass drum. Okay. Bietjie vinnig, bietjie vinnig. Look what the Lord has done. You cannot. Yeah. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise His name. Each day He's just the same. Come on and praise Him. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise His name. Each day He's just the same. Come on and praise Him. Look what the Lord has done. Yes, I'm gonna praise His name. Each day He's just the same. Come on and praise Him. Look what the Lord has done. Look what. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm gonna praise His name. Each day He's just the same. Come on and praise Him. Look what the Lord has done. Yeah. I'm gonna praise His name. Each day He's just the same. Come on and praise Him. Look what the Lord has done. Come on and praise Him. Come on and praise Him. Look what the Lord has done. Yeah. Does that feel free? We stand and lift up our hands. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. Together we sing. Everyone sing.
The earth. it's the anthem of the Lord's renown. It's rising up all around. It's the anthem of the Lord's renown. Yeah. Together we sing. Everyone sing. His glory, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Yes, Lord, you are holy. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Yes, the earth.
Standing with our hands raised. Yes, Lord, you are awesome. It's all about you, Lord. We surrender to you, Lord. We give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, Lord. Father, this is the way we want to live our lives, with you raised high, lifted up. Mm-hmm. And Lord, we bow down. Father, we are down and you are high. Lord, help us, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, by your grace, Lord, to live this life, Lord, bowed down before you, Lord, and with you raised up high and lifted up, Lord. We praise you. We glorify you, Lord. It's all about you. Give you glory, all the honor and praise. Hallelujah. Amen.